皆さん、こんにちは。自分自身の生き方や美しさを大切にするポッドキャスト You Do You へようこそ。私、ユーナとハナが一女性として日本で暮らすにあたり感じることをガールズトークしていきます。みんな違ってみんないい、そんな楽しい社会を目指しながら、真面目なトピックからエクサイティングなものまでお送りしていきます。なかなか気づけないこと、普段から気になっていたこと、一瞬立ち止まって一緒に考えてみませんか？
Hi, welcome to You Do You, a podcast about honoring your most beautiful, authentic self. We don't live in a one-size-fits-all world. We dance to the beat of our own drum. We embrace what's human and what makes life interesting. Yuna and I are here to discuss what this means when it comes to living in Japan.
Hello everybody, welcome back to You Do You. Today, Hannah and I are going to be talking about imposter syndrome.本日は、インポスター症候群について話そうと思います。で、実はインポスター症候群って日本ではなかなか、日常生活では使わない単語かもしれないんですけど、まあ、要は自分の能力や実績が認められてない状態。もしかして、まあ、こういうことを仕事で言ってるけど、実は自分はそう信じてないから詐欺かもとか、自分の能力や実力ではなく運が良かっただけって思っちゃうとか、まあ、そういう感情のことを指します。So, we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome, as I said earlier, but this is a word, as Hannah said before we started this podcast, it's a word that you use a lot in the West, I mean in English in general, but in Japan, we understand the concept, but we don't really use the word, so it might be something new to our Japanese listeners, but I think it's something that we've all experienced.
Yeah.Particularly women. It kind of sucks that way though. Like you always hear about like, the statistic where, okay, this is really bad. I can't remember exactly what the statistic or what the number was, but how men are way more likely to apply for a job that even if they don't feel like they have all the skills, they're like, oh yeah, I can do that. Or I'm pretty sure I can do that. I'm just going to apply. Whereas for example, in a woman's case, many times they'll see a job description. If they can't do every single thing and, you know, if they haven't got experience and they feel completely confident, they just won't go for it. So it's definitely something that is more prevalent in women. And I'm talking about nonstop because I feel it a lot in my world. I think for me at the moment, like I'm really feeling it because I am, you know, when you kind of change careers or something and there's that turning point or that, you know, you're not 100% experienced in something yet, because how can you be if you're starting something that's new? You're not going to be experienced yet, so you're going to come from that place. But you have to come from or show some sort of confidence and some sort of skills that you can do it. So I think that's the area that I'm struggling with, because especially at university, I'm with a lot of really established designers, architects, creative directors and things like that. And I feel, as a scientist, I'm a bit out of my depth. I know people say that I have something to offer and something that's different, like a different way of looking at things, which is very valid, but sometimes I do feel that that I'm pretending to be something or trying to be something that I am not or cannot be, which is a bit hard. And you get down on yourself, don't you? I know you mentioned you have it a bit with work as well.
Yeah, I mean, for me, for you, I think there's, you know, there's always a first time for everything for everyone. And as you said, there's a lot of new angle that you can bring in, and I totally agree with that. So, but I also think at the same time about imposter syndrome, it's not about what people tell you. Like, no matter how much I say that, you know, you have a new angle, like you have a lot to bring in, I think it's all about what you think about yourself at the end of the day. So it's about how you, you know, the conversation you have between you and yourself to overcome it. Yeah, I mean, for me, I think it's more about, it's not about being new to something, but it's more about, you know, accepting myself for who I am. Because for my work, my brand Kiluna, the concept behind the brand is self-love and accepting yourself and others with what they are like. And, you know, I mean, like the key word itself is self-love, because we say beauty comes from self-love as our tagline for the brand. But it's not like I accept myself for who I am and the way I look 24 hours, 365 days. So there are a lot of times throughout the year where I feel really insecure about myself, about the way I feel, both in and out, the way I look, the way I think, and things like that. And once I get into that loop, I don't come out so easily. It takes about, like, you know, 1 or 2 months to come back to the real world, you know, out of the darkness. But during that time, I always think, you know, I'm promoting self-love through all this brand and Instagram and the websites and medias and interviews, but it's not like I am being able to do it 100%. So at those times, I do feel like I'm, you know, promoting something that I'm not confident about. And, you know, I don't like to say the word fraud, but it does seem like I'm a fraud at times. And I've actually, you know, told one of my friends I feel like I'm a fraud for doing this. But I think at this point, because I've experienced that so many times for the past few years, I think that's what's important to the brand, that I am also not being able to do it all the time, despite the fact that I'm promoting self-love. It just shows how difficult it is and how authentic it is for me to do it. And it's also like a reminder for myself as well. So for somebody who's promoting self-love, it's also really hard for that person. So how hard is it for somebody who's not even promoting it or being reminded all the time? So I think I've gotten to the point where I don't get into the imposter syndrome anymore, but there was a lot of times that I had like this weird feeling about it, for sure.
Self-love, なんか毎日 100% なんか1月から12月末まで、できないからもっとなんか神聖のじゃない？ Like, it's more believable, right? Like, it's a constant, like, battle. It's a constant, like, you know, life throws stuff at us and we have to respond. And I think because it's something that you need to work on yourself, that makes it more relatable, you know? That's more real.
A real journey.So, なんかインポスター症候群って要は自分がちょっと詐欺に感じてしまうとか、なんか自信がないっていう状況で、自分はいつそういう時があるかなって思った時に、まあ、私はその自分がやってるブランドのケルナのキーワードがセルフラブで、まあ、ありのままの自分を受け入れるとか、まあ、自分自身のこう姿を抱きしめてあげるっていうのをテーマにしてるものの、やっぱり365日24時間自分がその自己愛できてるかっていうとなかなかもちろん難しくって、自分の見た目がすっごい気になるし、こう嫌だなって思う時期もあったりするし、まあ、それって続くと本当1、2ヶ月くらい続くし、まあ、それって内面的なものも外見的なものも含めてすごい自分が嫌だなって思っちゃう時もあって、なのにやっぱりこう取材を受けたりとか、まあ、ブランドのテーマとして発信しているのがセルフラブっていうので、まあ、いかに自分を愛することって大事ですよねっていうのを発信してると、でも自分できてないじゃんっていうので、すごい詐欺師になった気持ちになってしまってた時期があって、で結構友達になんかこれって私やってること偽善じゃないみたいな相談をしてた時も正直あって、まあ、それって結構インポスター症候群の代表的な感じだと思うんだけど、まあ、ただ今ようやく思うのが、まあ、そのセルフラブをこう発信してる私ですらやっぱりそれができない時がたくさんあって、でってなると、それをこう仕事の主軸にしてなかったり日頃からリマインドされてない普通の人ってもっともっと難しいっていうことだし、逆にそんな私ですらできてないってことが、まあ信憑性とかリアルさとか、まあ一緒にその旅路を進んでいきましょうっていうので、まあ
逆にね、共感できるよね。
そうそうそう、なんかそのリアルな部分でいいのかなって思えるようになったけど、やっぱり最初の頃はね、言ってることと自分への扱い方が違う矛盾みたいなところにこうインポスターをすごく感じてたかな。
Anyway, you're not a robot. if someone was happy every day, like 100, I'm gonna say 100. There's no 100 days in the 365 days a year. then I don't know. I kind of think they were on drugs.
Super high.
Super high the whole time. Although, like, again, we know that also drugs are not the answer, guys. So that will also end badly.
But, yeah. You know, this is funny. So I was looking up imposter shokogun in Japanese because I wanted to know the exact Japanese word. And it seemingly it doesn't exist. We call it imposter shokogun. But once I Google that, like three sentences behind it, there's like a Q&A and it says, Hermione wa byouki desu ka? And I don't know why that came out suddenly after imposter shokogun. So I clicked it. And it says it's because the Emma Watson, who plays Hermione, said that she has imposter shokogun, like imposter syndrome all the time. And I think that directly to the Japanese website, it went to like Hermione wa byouki desu, meaning Hermione is sick, like she's ill. And I mean, definitely imposter syndrome is not a sickness and, you know, it's not being ill. And I think everybody has this feeling, you know, every now and then, but it's weird that the Japanese website directly connected it to being sick. なんかインポスター症候群の日本語訳、インポスターシンドロームの日本語訳を知りたくって、まあちょっとさっきググってて、で結局なかったんですけど、インポスター症候群はそのままカタカナ読みだったんだけど、なんかその下に他の人はこちらも質問みたいなのがGoogleのすぐ下に出てくるじゃないですか。で、その所に突然インポスター症候群のこと調べてるのに、 ハーマイオニーは病気ですかっていうのが出てきて、なんだって思って開いたら、ハーマイオニーかわいそう。女優のエマ・ワトソンが自らインポスター症候群であることを告白していますっていう記事から、これがなんか多分Googleのかなり上の方に出てきちゃってて、全然病気とか病とかじゃこれはないし、そのインポスター症候群って絶対多かれ少なかれ誰しもが経験したことある。え、多分、 花とか私はもしかしたら多い方かもしれない。結構感受性豊かだし、繊細だから多いかもしれないし、逆にすごいメンタル強くてあんまりこういうの気にしないっていう男性でも、人生に一回はあると思うし、でもそれをなんか日本語のこのGoogleがもう直接的にハーマイオニーは病気ですっていうのになんか繋げてるのってめちゃめちゃ乱暴だなと思いました。でもちょっとなんか、 女性は、女性の中で、なんか、エポスターシンドロームは、なんか、結構、みんな感じてるんじゃない？でも、なんで男の人は、あんまり、女性と男性と比べたら、そんなに感じてないの？それは、なんか、社会の問題？育ち方？どう思う？なんだろう？ね。 Why is it that, you know, that there's more prevalence of this imposter syndrome in women rather than men? Is it how we're brought up? Like, is it men are kind of given more reasons to feel confident and to, you know, are they told that they're great all the time? Which means, of course, I'm great. Of course, I'm going to get it. Compared to like women where we're told that we're not as good or maybe that we need to try harder or that maybe we're not as qualified. Is that a society thing? I wonder.
I don't think, like, personally, you or I don't think we've been brought up being said you have to work harder. I mean, like, from time to time, I have been told that, but it's not like my parents or my teachers never praised me or anything. And I went to an all-girls school, so, you know, the praising and the scolding wasn't between, you know, male versus female because we were all female at the time. So I don't know, but I'm also trying to think about a guy friend, a male friend, who might have been struggling imposter syndrome more than others. But I can't, I actually can't come up with a face right now. Like,
I can't come up with many men at all.
I mean,
it's really weird.
Right below this Hermione wa byouki desu ka thing, right below that it says Tom Hanks is also struggling a lot of imposter syndrome, so...
Okay, so just Tom Hanks then, and the rest of womankind. Yeah, but I don't know, like, within my friends, so, like, I have a really close friend who is working in Japan, but, like, in a Japanese office where, like, she's English, and she's much younger. I think like the she's working with men in like their 50s, 60s mainly at the level of the work management that she's in. And she just turned 30 pretty much last year. So for her, like she has major imposter syndrome because, you know, she's working in, first of all, like culture difference, but also she's a much younger woman. And this role is so big for her. It's the career, you know, and I think she can do it. Clearly they think she can do it, but she thinks she can't do it, which is why she's feeling it a lot. But I think it's interesting, though. I feel like there's also something about the expectation that you feel others have. I think that is something also about, like, what you caring about what other people think of you. I think that's also connected, right? Like, if you believed in what you could do and if you didn't care so much about what other people think of you, it doesn't bother you so much. But if you're someone who is, like, really keeny sort of type, like, if you're someone who's like, oh my gosh, they're watching me. Oh my gosh, if I don't deliver 100%, then I'm going to get fired. If, you know, they're really having that fear in you, then I think that's when you feel it more. I don't know. Or when you really care, you feel it more. Maybe just women care more. I don't know.
I think, yeah, that's definitely 一致的あると思うし. I think it's also, I mean, I don't know about when we were kids or teenagers, but I think once, especially in Japan, once we start working, I think it's that, you know, to be honest, women do have the option to quit their jobs once they get married.
If they get married, hey.
It's a bit easier for females to change their jobs, whereas I think for men, because in Japan, being fired is illegal. You never get fired. So, you know, it's like you have to stay in this one company forever. And I don't think men have much space to feel imposter syndrome as much as women do, because I think, I mean, a lot of men change their jobs nowadays, but a little bit before that, I think especially in Japan, it was like once you enter one company, you're there for life. So you don't really have the chance to kind of like have a dialogue with yourself saying like, what do you want to do? Like, what do I want to do? What do I want to become? Who do I want to impress? What do I like doing? I think, you know, you just really don't have the space to feel the imposter syndrome. Whereas I think women have a little bit more space because they have, like in both good and bad ways, they have the option to explore a little bit more in terms of work. So I think there is like this timing and this space for them to actually feel this imposter syndrome from now and then, like within their working life, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a combination of a lot of things, but yeah.
Food for thought, right? Definitely something to think about. I don't know. It's, yeah. But okay, so let's say in the times when you do feel the imposter syndrome, do you have any like coping mechanisms or things that you find helpful to do to help you move on?
I think, as I said in the beginning, it's not really about what your friends or, you know, what your family tells you, but it's more about what you tell yourself. And so basically, I think it's about how to overcome the imposter syndrome is basically like how much conversation you have between you and yourself, like me and myself. And if you yourself can say, okay, you're enough, like you've done really great, like you're amazing, it's if you can say that to yourself from the bottom of your heart, I think you've overcome it. But I think that's a really difficult thing to do. But you know, if you're
affirmations とかやる?
やらないかも。なんか
おすすめの YouTube ビデオありますよ。
なんか結局こうインポスター症候群を感じた時って、 もちろん他人とか友達とか家族が、まあ、あなた全然十分よとかもっと自信持ってとか素敵だよとか、まあ、素敵なそういう言葉をかけてくれることはすごく嬉しいし大事だし、そういうのに耳を傾けるのもすごい栄養にはなるんだけど、やっぱりその症候群そのものを overcome 打ち勝つためにはやっぱり自分が自分で、あなたは素敵だよって、あなたは十分できてるよって、うん、あなた自信持って、
自分の価値を感じる、
そうそう、自分で自分に言ってあげれないと意味がなくって、それはやっぱり他人軸じゃなくて自分軸でやっていかなきゃいけないから、まあ、他人に認められるんじゃなくて自分が自分を認めるっていう習慣をつけないと、うん、インポスター症候群ってやっぱり数多く発生しちゃうと思ってて、で私も結構昔はすごいそういう気持ちによくなってて1年の中で、だけど最近結構頭の中でいかに人にこう認められて褒められて優しい言葉をかけてもらっても、もちろんそれはありがたいんだけど、やっぱりなんか at the end of the day なんか最終的には自分で自分をよしって言ってあげられるためには、まあ、自分の自信につながること、まあ、例えば、いや本当に何だろう、うん、例えば早起きが苦手だけど毎日早起きをできるようにしたとか、まあ、なんか食生活をすごい正しくするようになったとか、まあ、それこそ仕事でこう数字を出すようになったとか、なんか何かしら自分で自分を褒められるようなアクションをチリツモで行うっていうのがなんか結局近道なんだなっていうのを最近私、
うーん、I think you should still try my video though. もうなんか先月だったっけ、すごいなんかあのへこんじゃって、その時期毎日何もできない、能力もないし、もう諦めたいというなんかあのまあ時期に入ったね。で likeI remember someone recommending, oh, affirmations, affirmations. I'm like, yeah, whatever, affirmations, blah, blah, it doesn't really work, I don't care. でも YouTube である動画、it was like, I'll put the link up in the notes, guys. it was like, daily affirmations or some affirmations, like challenge for the month or something like that. And...I don't know. It's, I didn't believe it, but they have a didgeridoo. Do you know didgeridoo?
知らない。
そのオーストラリアのブーンという楽器してる？
知らない。
知らないの？その didgeridoo. Okay, so they have like, didgeridoo is like an Australian instrument. This like long tubey thing that they blow through and it makes these kind of sounds. And then the voice over the top is saying, you embody magnificence. You are creativity. And you know what? Like, if anything, I just started laughing because I just thought it was so funny.Especially with the didgeridoo, like listening to the like low bass notes, it just kind of like tickled my funny bones and it just makes me giggle. So I think now in the house that I live in, it's kind of like a joke, but actually a really nice joke, because I told my flatmates, they know about it, because like one morning I was like, check this out, this is what I listen to in the morning, it just makes me laugh. But when we see each other now, we're like, you are magnificent, you are excellence, you are the universeAnd power embodied. So we just kind of say these things to each other in the morning. It's quite funny.
気になる。I mean, I think, you know, that's probably, like for you, that's one way to handle imposter syndrome. And for me, it's more about, you know, being able to say yes to myself by myself. Mm. And I think there's no one correct answer.Because no. It's something that you automatically feel and it's not something that you can kind of get rid of. But I think...
Oh, no. I think with my example, though, it wasn't like that fixed me. That just kind of like switched my mood and just made me smile again. But like there's other things like, you know, focusing on actually like...learning, so like, oh, I'm not, but I'm learning a lot, or like looking after yourself, or like, you know, making your goals more realistic. Okay, let's not look at like, you know, getting a job, let's look at like, you know, finding some places that I actually really want to work. So changing what your the goals that you're setting and all these kind of things definitely help, and celebrating small things, we're always like chasing after the next big thing, you know?
Chasing after the next big thing could be a solution for one person, whereas not for another person. And for me, it was about, you know, saying yes to myself by myself. And for you, it was, you know, being able to have giggles with your friend with the video. And I think it's a whole journey and there's no one correct answer. But I think the only one correct answer there is that you have to find the solution that works for you. And I think that's it. Because like that one solution is always going to be different per person. So I think you and I can always get advice saying like, this is how I do it. This is my way of making, you know, a self manual for myself, like a 取扱説明書. Like I use the word 取扱い, like self, 自己自分の取扱説明書 all the time. But I think, you know, you just have to make this manual, but what you write in it has to be, you know, chosen by you.
Personal.
And, you know,
I think it's also important to remember that, like, you know, imposter syndrome is like kumo no yo. It's like a cloud. Like, it blows over. It's not how you feel about yourself all the time. You know, I think if you think that it's going to last forever, it's like, you know, when you have a depressive period, like, if you think that that is life, then that just makes you feel so much worse. But just to remember that those imposter syndrome feelings are temporary is also probably quite helpful.
Yeah. And then when you get it, like if you know, like, you know, in Japanese it's 護身術, but like to self-protect yourself, like, you know, you can do this and this and this and this, and then, you know, once you've done all of that, it gets to a point where you're feeling a little bit better. And I think if you don't know what this 護身術 is for yourself, or like you don't have anything written down in your own personal self manual, then it could go on for longer than you'd want it to. But once you know how to kind of handle yourself by yourself, then I think it gets to a point where you feel a little bit easier than you did before. Because I think I notice about this self manual, like trying to understand how to take care of myself, just last year. And until I noticed that, like, I had like so many years of struggle and, you know, being really different from social media and in front of my friends, whereas back home, like, I had absolutely no energy to do anything, and that lasted for so long. But I think once I got to the place where I knew that, you know, it's all about how to take care of yourself and understanding what makes yourself confident and what makes you happy, it just makes it a little bit easier. So it's not an easy journey, but once you get like imposter syndrome, like, it's gonna come and go until, you know, the whole of our lives. Like, it's not like once you're 37 years old it goes away. It's not like that.
Well, I think it's something that you're gonna experience if you're challenging yourself, right? If you're, you know, putting yourself out of your comfort zone and going for new things. I feel like if you do the same thing every day for 100 years, then maybe not so much.
That's true.
You know.
But if you're someone who's striving to grow, then yeah, 100% you're going to feel it.
I mean, even if it's not for, like, work, once you have children, they grow up.
Or even as a mother, I feel like an imposter mother. I'm sure people feel that.
To elementary school, and then you have to put them to high school, and then you have to watch them, you know, do the university exams. And then I think everybody is going to experience like change in their environment all the time as long as they're living. I think it's very rare for somebody to, you know, have the same environment forever. Like, even my grandparents, they're, you know, nearly 90, but they moved out of their house recently, and, you know, a lot has changed for them as well. So I think, you know, it's not like anything new is never going to happen. Like, you're always going to be challenging yourself as long as you live, most likely. So you're always going to experience a lot of fun and a lot of happiness, but at the same time, there's always going to be days that you feel down and you feel imposter syndrome as well. So yeah, I think it's something, you know, also to know that you're not alone. Like, everybody goes through it. As you said, you...
Hermione and Tom Hanks also.
Yeah, and as you said, you go through it, and I went through it as well, and we both will probably, like, next year as well, next year. So just to know that it's nothing that, you know, It's
human.
Just yourself in the whole world struggling it. Just that also makes me feel a little bit, you know, a little bit more kiraku ninaru.
Yeah, girl. I'm here for that, though. I think, yeah. I'm just going to say this really quickly because I know we're coming to the end of it. But I always say to my kids as well, it's about progress rather than perfection. So just think, if it's just steps in the right direction, it's fine. You don't need to get it perfect every single time. No one's asking that of you. It's usually just us that's asking it of ourselves. That was hard to say. Yeah.
Well, I guess the audience of this podcast has also struggled imposter syndrome at least once in their lives, or maybe way more than that. But I mean, I'm also curious to know, like, how you as in the audience cope when you cope with this syndrome when you get it. So
slide in our DMs.
Imposter 症候群とかなんか日本ではあんまり使わない言葉だけど、まあ、今回のポッドキャストではこういうことかっていうので、まあ、なんかそのなんだろう、もやもやとした気持ちにこう名前がつくのってなんて言うんだろう、この得体の知れない病に病名がついたみたいな感じで解像度が上がると思うのね。その自分がもやもやとした気持ちに名前がつくってだけでも、なのでなんかその自分が十分じゃない、自信がない、運が良かっただけだってモヤモヤするっていう、その気持ちは実はこう性格とか自分の弱さとかじゃなくて、まあ、インポスター症候群っていう名前がついてるものだし、みんながそれを経験していることなので、なんかそんなにめっちゃやばいとか、なんか病気だとか、性格が弱い、心が弱いとか、そういうわけじゃないっていうことだけ。
It's 人間の問題。
それを自分でこう乗り越えるためには、解決法っていうのは人から言われるのは残念ながらできないから、まあ、自分で自分の取扱説明書として、自分はこういうことをしたらちょっと自信がつくとか、こういうことをしたら気が楽になるっていうのを、だんだん自分で自分を知るっていうことを積み重ねでやっていくことで、だんだんね、その回数が減ったり期間が短くなったりってしていくんじゃないかなっていうのを個人的には思います。ということで、今日も30分間あっという間でしたが、今日はインポスター症候群について話しました。また最近は結構頻繁に更新できているので、またこのままのペースで次もまた、何か楽しいお話ができたらと思います。
Yeah! See you soon! Thanks for listening! Bye!